Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We're back on Rutherford Issues, and our program today is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric through Charing Change. MTE members round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation, and it supports hundreds of nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org. Today, we're going to talk about Rutherford County Schools, and joining us, school board member Butch Vaughn. And Butch, about to get the first year under your belt here.
Yeah, getting close. Like September 1st, we'll be in there for a year.
So. Yeah. Well, I guess school year, yeah. But kind of thinking in that regard, since school will be out after next week.
Yeah, it's been a good year. Dr. Sullivan has done a good job, you know, bringing the system together, and everybody supported him and backed him, and it's been very successful.
You know, I have to say that I've watched a few more board meetings this year than I ever have before, just to because there's been a lot going on, a lot of, you know, really big things happening. And, you know, I remember seeing him in that big C collar, and it's like he just had, you know, a back surgery, and he's still up there spouting numbers. I know. And a great team around him, too.
Yeah.
But to be able to present it and know what you're talking about, I mean, you get very clear information. Now, whether you agree with it or not, you know, but there's clear information disseminated,
right.
For sure.
Yeah, you know, Kay Martin's the assistant director, and she does a phenomenal job. But all those people at central office, Jimmy's really hired some good people. And Dr. Subban, that was serious neck surgery he had. And he never really took the time off. He probably should have, you know, but he just kept working. And he's very dedicated to our system and to the people that work in the system, and teachers, and you know, we're really fortunate here that we've got such a good school system. And one thing that's helped us is teachers from other systems. We have a lot of people wanting to transfer in, which allows us to get, you know, good people, and that's what you got to have in anything, you know.
The conversations obviously have been around budgets, and you know, you've got to pass something that goes to the county commission that you feel like the county commission is going to pass. I mean, there's nothing like them sending your entire budget bill back to you, because it's not like, well, you need to look at this line. No, if they don't like something in it, they send it all right back to you.
Yeah. Jimmy, one thing he's done is that I think they trust him and know that the budget he carries to him is pretty well bare-boned. And I know this budget that we just approved in the board, you know, was about as tight as you can get. I mean, I don't know of anything else we can eliminate. And the county commission's been good work with us, you know, sort of get an idea of what we need and how much we got and all that type of thing. And but yeah, it's a bare bone budget, and I think that's what really helps us get it passed by the commission, because they know that they trust him. And so yeah, but you know, it's a, you know, nobody likes taxes, but gosh, you know, we're growing so fast, and I think the property tax, you know, there's a lot of people that don't pay property taxes. People live in apartments and stuff and rent. They don't pay it. So, you know, I think add maybe a wheel tax will spread it out a little bit where everybody has to pay a little bit, because, you know, we all benefit from great education. I know nobody likes taxes, but just think where we'd be if we didn't have a good educational system. And we got building, we need to build schools just as fast as we turn around, just because of the growth. And it takes money to do that. And, you know, I mean, it's just, it's, you know, when you talk about the amount of money that we're talking about, you know, $575 million, you know, gosh, I never knew there was that much money in the world growing up.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a tough thing. But yeah, they've really done a good job preparing this budget, and the county commission has always been good to work with us and approve what we need, and they realize too the importance of quality education. That's the reason people move here. One of the reasons, and businesses move here, corporations move here, and you know, we just probably need to invest in putting some signs at the county line, say, hey, we're full. Because, you know, they're coming here just about as fast as you can turn around.
Or if you're moving here, this is how much it's going to cost you to move here, right? You know, put a toll on there.
People come from other parts of the country, and they laugh at us because we pay such a small amount of property taxes. I mean, it's amazing what other people in other parts of the country pay. And, I mean, man, I thought, gosh, listen to some of the numbers these people pay. I don't know how they make it, but they come here and they think, hey, they died and gone to heaven. And
I did read from the Boyd Center, you know, they thankfully now state dollars that come into a community aren't just tied to a census release every 10 years, especially for a place like Rutherford that's growing as fast as we are. Right. But they estimated by somewhere around 2035 to 39, somewhere in there, that the population of Rutherford County will be 500,000.
Boy, it's hard to believe.
Isn't it?
You know, when you and I grew up here, we've seen a lot of change.
Yeah.
You know, it's just going to continue to get bigger and bigger and bigger because it's got so much to offer. We've we've made it too good. People, the word got out. You know, we had made for a long time, and the word got out. Good place to live.
You know, and the budget is important, and when you have to work so closely with the county commission, but I'm not sure that a lot of people realize that about 80% of the entire county budget is the school system, and from Rutherford County right. Schools. It's a large chunk of that, so there has to be cooperation, which is good. And I know that I had a conversation with a state lawmaker, and I won't get into too many terrible details about that.
Yeah.
But I know that the bus contract and the bus insurance thing was a whole deal, and all of that, or much of that, especially the insurance side of that, started when a law was passed. And it's like, well, why weren't there questions asked about how that law is going to affect school systems like the largest, the fifth largest county in the state of Tennessee before it was passed? Well, you know, we took care of it this year, but they really didn't.
No.
They gave insurance companies an out that they may never go back. So, I mean, that was something really tough you all had to deal with.
Well, I think, you know, the insurance, that was a big deal. It still is.
Yeah.
You know, the drivers were covered during the county's insurance when they were up until a year ago. And then the state said, hey, you can't insure them anymore. They got to get their own insurance. So, therefore, we told all the drivers, hey, you got to go out and get your own insurance. And so we gave them $4,000 a year to cover that. Well, and going out there and finding that, some of them are having a hard time getting insurance. And then the state changed their mind and changed it. But it was too late for us. And then the county people said, hey, you know, if you put them back on there, we won't be able to insure you. So we told the bus drivers, hey, you know, there's really not any way that we can put you back underneath the umbrella of the county. So,
but to me, insurance companies who were looking out for themselves, which, I mean, it's a business, and I fully understand that, they were given an out that they didn't have to offer that insurance.
Right.
But now that they can, why would they want to go back? It's a liability.
It is.
So I don't know. That's going to be something tough. But I got an agreement with the buses, and I know that there was a lot of stuff said really on all sides and strikes and all this kind of stuff. And at the end of the day, You know, and I know all of this stuff has to happen in public, and it should. I'm not saying that it shouldn't. But at the end of the day, the adults in the room got the things done, right?
Yeah. Well, it was, you know, the drivers wanted 34%, which was, we wished we could have given it to them, but there just wasn't a physically possible way to ever do that. And the reason for that, they'd lost quite a bit of money in their last contract. It's a four-year contract, so it's over the long haul. And, you know, and again, they said, well, you know, we're not making the cost of living increase, and none of us are. You know, none of us get raises that overcome the cost of living. So, you know, we had to negotiate with them, and we pretty well came to a conclusion. One, that's all the money we've got. You know, we gave you all we can give you, and that's it, plus the insurance. And so, you know, so they've got until the end of this month, I think, is when they're going to start signing contracts, to either accept it or not. And we anticipate most of them will take that contract. Because, you know, these buses, gosh, they cost $180,000 for a brand new one. And so we understand, because their cost of doing business is higher. But again, on the other hand, we only got so many pennies to give.
Sure.
So, but it was, hopefully, you know, they'll, hopefully they'll take it and accept those, because they're very good. They do a good job in what they're doing, and we got to get the kids to school. And again, we've got to give the teachers more money, you know, because they're the ones that get the job done every day. In the real world, you know, we wish we could give everybody everything they wanted, but it just doesn't happen that way.
Yeah, we haven't figured out where the money tree is planted here in the county yet, have we?
We're looking at the end of the rainbow. You know, I still chase it, you know. We haven't been able to get there yet.
That's right. Butch Vaughn with us, Rutherford County School Board member here today. Those are some of the really heavy things that you all have been dealing with. But, you know, when kids get to walk across the stage and they have, you know, spent generally 13, maybe even 14 years in the county school system, if they're a pre-K student right through high school. And, you know, that's a big moment. That's like crossing over into adulthood right there. And we saw some really cool things come out of the graduations. And, you know, fortunately for us, we have a great place to do it at MTSU. And, you know, I think they do a really, really good job of, I mean, their picture on the Jumbotron and that kind of stuff. I mean, it's really neat.
It's pretty interesting. It is. You know, it's sitting up there on that stage and watching all those kids graduate. It was really I'd been involved in it, you know, when I was a principal, but it's a different ballgame. Man, you don't mess up on the names, and you just want to get through it, you know. But sitting up there as a board member and watch them, you get to see all the great kids in this county and all the great Stan Vaught, and I've been visiting all the schools, and boy, I tell you, our high schools are the best run of any place that I know of. I mean, every school we went in was just our first class, and the quality of the graduates that I can see why businesses and people want to move here is when you see the quality of education. These kids, when they graduate, and I mean, It's really unbelievable how many honors kids that we have that graduate with those honors diplomas.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, it's just to watch them walk across that stage and just see the quality of the kids, you know, it's really makes everything worthwhile.
Sure.
And, you know, I just hope that everybody would support their schools and get involved as a parent and, you know, to support them, because, boy, I tell you, they work hard. They really do.
And, you know, like with kind of transitioning this to sports, and you and I both have a love for sports, obviously, and you said this when you were at Central Middle School, okay, so it's been that long ago, and it's always stuck with me because I was fairly young and working with Jeff at the time, but, you know, I would start a checkers club if it meant that these kids could get involved in something that they were could be passionate about and not just go home, play games on the computer and that kind of thing, you know, and represent their school, you know. And
you know, it's Brian, and I still feel to this day that if I had my way, every kid would be involved in something,
yeah,
extracurricular activity, because it just gives them a reason and something to be engaged in.
I mean, you make lifelong friends in those groups, or sports or whatever it is. Band. Yeah. I know my daughter was in choir, you know, at Siegel for all those years, and some of her closest friends are from participating in that, and spending those late nights building sets and all that stuff, you know.
Yeah, Betty Hamilton was a band director when I was in high school. My sister was in the band, and boy, I tell you, they'd get out there, and I mean, it's 100-degree wood practice football, you know, and man, the band would just keep going. And but they'd get to go to New York and Florida, and I kept thinking, man, and the furthest we went was the Tobacco Bowl over in Hartsville, and I thought, well,
that's the end of the earth, isn't it?
That's right, that was pretty good. But you know, you're right. I mean, you just, you make lifelong friends, but it, I think it's one thing that bothers me about schools being as high schools as big as we've made them. I'd really like to see us cut back and maybe build 1,500 student schools to give more kids an opportunity to participate. Because the way it is now, if you're not really a good athlete, you know, it's hard for you to make the baseball, basketball, or football team. If you cut it back, you'd give more kids an opportunity to play. And
well, you're talking about a 1,500 student school, and we're building them to 25 now.
Right.
I mean, right, when these additions at the one that's open at Smyrna, the one that's opening Oakland and Riverdale, that's going to take a capacity to that, right?
Oh yeah, and boy, they're nice. They really, yeah, they're beautiful. But yeah, I just wish that, you know, we could just have smaller schools, give more kids an opportunity to be in the band or whatever, you know, just because I think it's so important to do that. You know?
Well, I see you've got your TSSAA Spring Fling volunteer shirt on.
Yeah.
So yeah, you've been volunteering this week, apparently.
Well, I've been volunteering but watching. So I've been. Yeah, I went to Oakland and Siegel yesterday and watched baseball all day. And boy, if you love sports, it's the greatest time of year. You know, we talked about it. Gosh, the Spring Fling is just, you see kids there, they're going to be playing at the next level. And it's great to see them play. And, you know, the SEC tournament on TV, you know, we talked about that. Boy, I love this time of year in college baseball because they go to the, and then the College World Series is the ultimate, and I think it's, boy, if you love sports, man, this is the time. And Spring Fling is just, I just hope we don't do anything to lose it, because boy, I tell you, it just brings thousands of people to Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and MTSU.
About 43,000 people in town this whole week.
Really?
Yeah.
Is the estimate. I tell you, school buses everywhere you go. And
yeah.
Charter buses, and yeah, it's a great thing. I mean, it. I just wish it lasted a little longer, a week.
I don't know if I do.
Yeah, I start saying, y'all get wore out. I saw Dickie Power yesterday.
I did, you know, too. Yeah.
And you know, y'all pretty busy. So
it is a busy time, but we have a good time with it. But it's always good to catch up with you. And I know that the Rutherford County Schools School Board, we appreciate all the work that's done there with our Rutherford County Schools. Butch Vaughn joining today here on Rutherford Issues, and that will wrap up our program for today. Hope you have a great one, and we'll see you back here next time on WGNS.